Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government relaunches school garden program. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
The government has relaunched the National School Garden Program to boost the provision of breakfast in the institutions and demonstrate the importance of agriculture to students. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says under the program, primary schools will be provided with seeds, fertilizers, agricultural tools and irrigation systems to ensure water availability in times of drought.
Agriculture is the key to the development of this country.
The National School Garden Program is set to benefit 196 schools at over 300,000 youth across the island.
So we intend to look at these school gardens, and we are looking to see that all of them throughout the island within 2 years, as long as the school has some land, we intend to put in a school garden.
Newport First and Jamaica has sponsored the pilot phase of the initiative, with 13 schools selected for the program. The company will also provide nutrient management for the vegetables that they grow and over $2 million for a school garden competition that the ministry will be organizing. Each garden will cost $300,000 to develop.
We want to train the young students that agriculture is good, it's important, and it is one where you can make money.
Minister Hutchinson says students, along with farmers in the communities, will benefit from techniques to be provided by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, extension officers.
Every one of these school gardens are going to be demonstration plots for the extension officer, for the farmers within the area. It is going to be a demonstration plot for training the farmers within the area as far as giving them the technical advice that is necessary.
RADA and the 4-H clubs will assist with the technical features to ensure the success of the program, as well as safeguard food and nutritional security.
This is indeed an opportunity for all of us to build and rebuild agriculture. And RADA will be working with the teams on the ground to ensure that we improve production and productivity.
Acting CEO of RADA, Peter Thompson. The initiative is expected to make way for a breakfast program for the students, where best practices in small-scale crops and livestock production will be applied. Young people and other community members will be exposed to basic crop production for economic means. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Crab say, "Im not trust no shadow after dark." Translation: the crab says he does not trust any shadow after dark, and this means don't be too eager to make assumptions when the situation is uncertain.
For the 2014-15 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.